Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiy Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to our silsila Illuminating the Society. Before we commence with our silsila, let us first make few good intentions, as it is mentioned in the beautiful hadith of Nabiyyu Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Niyyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. So let us make intention that I will watch this silsila for the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. I will watch this silsila from the beginning till the end, and whatever knowledge I will gain from it, I will try to remember it and I will try to pass it to others as well. And most importantly, let us note down the madni pearls which we are going to discuss in this beautiful silsila, and try and then pass it to other brothers and try to act upon it as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The greatest and holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, doing zikr of Allah azza wa jal in abundance and recitation of salat upon me keeps poverty away. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All of a sudden, the prince became silent. The king, the ministers, and all the people around him were surprised as to what has happened that caused him to stop speaking. Everyone tried, but the prince continued to remain silent. Despite the silence, no change occurred in day-to-day routines of the prince. One day, the silent prince went along with his companions to hunt for birds. Armed with an arrow on his bow, he stood below a bushy tree, searching for some birds inside it. Suddenly, the chirping of a bird was heard from inside a bunch of leaves on the tree. He immediately shot an arrow in the direction of the sound, causing the bird to fall wounded. The silent prince then spontaneously uttered, "As long as the bird was silent, it remained safe. But as soon as it spoke, it became a target of an arrow, and regrettably, as a result of it, I also spoke out." Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers and listeners of Madani Channel, yes, the prince said, as long as the bird was silent, it remained safe. But as long as it spoke, it was shot by an arrow. Dear brothers and listeners of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, if a person remains silent, he also remains secured. He also remains safe from many troubles, from many calamities. We should also make a habit to only speak when it is necessary. Because many a times it happens that when we speak, we cause problems for our own selves. We cause problems for people around us. Many a times it is needed for us to remain silent because there are some wisdoms behind it. So we should try and only speak when it is necessary. Unless if it is not necessary, then we should remain silent. Chup rehne mein so sukh hai, تو یہ تجربہ کر لے، چپ رہنے میں سو سکھ ہے، تو یہ تجربہ کر لے، اے بھائی زباں پر تو لگا کفل مدینہ۔ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this incident might be a fabricated one, but it is an unquestionable fact that a talkative person compels others to speak, wastes his own time and the time of others, occasionally regrets what he sees, and on many occasions he regrets what he has said and has to face many problems. It is a reality that as long as a person remains silent, he remains secured from many difficulties. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as we mentioned earlier on, that as long as a person remains silent, he remains safe and secured from many problems, from many difficulties, and from many calamities. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to speak only when it is beneficial for us and when it is beneficial for others as well. Ameen. It is said, Bahram was sitting beneath a tree. When he heard the chirping of a bird, he shot it down and then began to say, guarding the tongue is beneficial for both humans and animals. If this bird hadn't taken care of its tongue, it would not have been killed. Allahu Akbar. Bahram, a person, was sitting under the tree, and he said, to safeguard the tongue is beneficial for both humans and birds. Yes, it is very necessary for us to keep our tongue safe and only to speak when it is necessary. Let us listen to few beautiful ahadith regarding to silence. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, Man samata najat, meaning the one who remained silent won deliverance. In another hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, As-samatu sayyidul akhlaq, silence is the head of all morals. As-samatu arfa'ul ibadat, silence is the worship of high virtue. In the fourth hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that for a person to remain silent is better than 60 years of worship. Allahu Akbar. The renowned commentator of Holy Quran, Hakimul Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah alayhi, has stated regarding the fourth hadith, if someone performs 60 years of worship but he also talks a lot and he does not differentiate between good conversation and a bad conversation, then for him to remain silent is better. There is contemplation, there is rectification, and there is muraqabah in it. That's the reason why it is better for him to remain silent. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, if a person talks a lot, he does not differentiate between good conversation and bad conversation. And Hakimul Ummat have written under this hadith that for a person like that to remain silent is better for him. Because if he remains silent, then he will have the opportunity, he will have a chance to contemplate, he will have a chance to ponder, he will have a chance to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He will have a chance to rectify himself. Because it is better for a person to contemplate, to think about hereafter, better than 60 years of worship. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those who chat a lot and those who talk a lot, thinking that it is permissible and not a sin, and talk unnecessarily, they should consider Hujjatul Islam Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi's outlook on useless conversation. and should scare themselves with these four harms of talking uselessly. It is on the basis of these four harms that he has condemned useless conversation. Number one, Kiraman and Katibin have to write down useless conversation. Therefore, a person should be ashamed of this and should not give them the trouble of writing down useless conversation. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala states in part 26, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Translation from Kanzul Iman: he does not utter a single word without a ready observer next to him to record it. Allahu Akbar. Meaning a person, whatever he utters, it is recorded in Nama Amal, in the books of deeds. Even a single word which he utters, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Kiram and Katibin, they record it. And believe me, they don't miss even a single word of us, and they record it. The second reason which Hujjatul Islam have given, it is not good for a person to present Nama Amal in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is filled with useless conversation. Allahu Akbar. Imagine how embarrassing it will be to present our Nama Amal, the book of deeds, to Allah Azza wa Jal, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is filled with useless conversation. A book which is filled with useless talk, a book which is filled with swearing, a book which is filled with backbiting, it will be a very embarrassing moment for us. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to speak good so that our Nama Amal can be filled with good deeds. Ameen. The third reason is Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has given us, is a person will be ordered in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in front of entire creation to read out his book of deeds. Now how horrifying on that day of Qiyamah it will be to read in front of everyone. And in that position, a person will be naked. The sun will be facing directly towards us. The earth will be made up of copper. When the entire creation will be looking towards us, on that day, we will be ordered to read our Nama Amal. And that day, a person's back will be bowing due to hunger. A person will be very thirsty. Believe me, on that day, it will be very difficult to read all our book of deeds, to read all the records of our dunya. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let's see and contemplate that if a person talks uselessly for just 15 minutes a day, then it gives 7.5 hours in a month, which amounts to 90 hours in a year. Let's say someone talked for 15 minutes a day, he spoke for 50 years, then it gives an average of 187 days and 12 hours. That is more than 6 months. So just think how horrifying that day will be to read continuously for 60 months. Allahu Akbar. To give Hisab and Kitab for 60 months is not easy. And this is just an average amount of 15 minutes. In today's society, we don't only speak uselessly for 15 minutes, but we speak for hours and hours with our friends, which is not necessary. We chat with many people for hours and hours to an extent that for some people, they speak the entire night, and the entire night is short for them to speak. They want to continue talking and talking. And sadly, there are many people who even come in masjid, and when they find their friends, they continue talking. They talk about worldly things in masjid. And this useless conversation even includes backbitings. Allahu Akbar. We even do ghibat upon it. Imagine. Number one, we talk uselessly. And top of it, we backbite about other Islamic brothers. We backbite about other people in our society. Number four, on the day of Qiyamah, a person's useless conversation will be condemned
And because of it, he will be ashamed. A person will have no answer for this. And out of shame in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will become humiliated and will sweat profusely. Allahu Akbar. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will ask us, why did you speak? Was there any necessity for speaking this? What answer are we going to give in front of entire creation, in front of our Creator? Allahu Akbar. May we utilize our this time in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, in reciting salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us make this our time and use this time in making istighfar, in doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, in inviting other brothers towards the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Let us do neki ki dawat amongst our neighbors, amongst our friends, unless we want to do some other important activities. If there is no need and if we are wasting time, then believe me, let us open the Holy Quran and recite the Holy Quran. Inshallah, it will be beneficial for us because we will save ourselves from useless conversation and we will utilize this time in ibadat, in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدنا سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه has stated, once I asked in the court of Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, what would you identify as the most dangerous and harmful thing for me? The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam held his blessed tongue and said this, Allahu Akbar. The Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is the most harmful and dangerous thing for me? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then held his blessed tongue and said this, Allahu Akbar. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of the channel, all the organs and limbs of our body can commit limited guna, can commit a guna to a certain extent. For example, our hands, they will commit guna when they will touch something unlawful. When our legs will commit guna in such a way that we walk towards haram things, we walk towards something which is forbidden by Sharia, that means our legs are committing guna. Our ears commit guna to a certain extent, that they listen to unlawful and haram things. Our eyes commit guna by looking towards things which is harmful and which is not jais from our Sharia. That means the eyes are committing guna. But from our tongues are committed countlessly. For example, we commit guna from our tongue like backbiting, by breaking the heart of others, by using harsh words towards others. With this very same tongue, we commit thousands guna. And believe me, this guna which we commit with our tongue cannot be at times forgiven by just making tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, if you break the heart of someone, then we have to go towards the person and ask him, oh brother, or oh sister, please forgive me. Only then Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive our guna. Because there is one huququl ibad and there is one huququllah. So if we break someone's huquq in huququl ibad, then we need to ask maafi and forgiveness from that person. Then we have to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the tawfiq not to break other brothers and sisters' heart just like that without any reason. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let us utilize our tongue in a proper way. As it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. The one who believes in Allah Azza wa Jal and the hereafter, he should either speak good or remain silent. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ordering us, he is telling us that the one who believes in Allah and in Akhirat, he should either speak good or remain silent. Yes, if our words are silver, then our silence is gold. Dear brothers and listeners of Madani channel, where it is necessary to speak, we should speak. But where we feel that it is not necessary for us to speak, then we should remain silent. The silent at that moment is better for us. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi stated that the first level of worship is silence. Then gaining knowledge, thereafter remembering it, then practicing upon your knowledge. Thereafter is to spread the knowledge to others. Allahu Akbar. Even here Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi has told that the first level of worship is silence. Yes. As I mentioned earlier, the one who speaks a lot and also does worship, then it is better for him to remain silent, because he is not able to recognize what is good conversation and what is bad conversation. When the tongue will remain straight and it will be used for speaking only good, then the entire body will avail benefit from this. And if it is crooked, for example, it scolds someone, swears and disgraces someone, backbites and slanders and tells lies, then sometimes even in this world the body suffers pounding. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, has stated, when a person gets up in the morning, then his body parts bow and say to the tongue, fear Allah azza wa jal about us, because we are associated with you. If you remain straight, then we too will remain straight. But if you are crooked, then we too will be crooked. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this very same mindset we get from the beautiful mahal and environment of Dawat Islami, where we are taught and where we are being learned that it is good for us to speak or it is not good for us to speak. In this mahal, we learn the beautiful sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is a humble request to one and all to join the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami. And for all those brothers and sisters out there, try and attend the weekly ijtima which is taking place near your residency. Inshallah, by attending this beautiful ijtima, we will gain a lot of knowledge. We will learn a lot of things regarding our daily routines. We will learn a lot of things which are sunnah and which are not sunnah. We will learn the beautiful etiquettes of our beloved Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep on watching Madani Channel. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the tawfiq to act upon whatever has been said. And may Almighty grant us the tawfiq to spread its message to others as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.